This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 52-year-old Laura Curran of Nassau County, New York. Now, Laura serves as the county executive of Nassau County. She took on the duties in 2018, and she's actually the first woman to hold that position. Not bad. However, 2020 being the year that it's been, her job has not been the easiest. For example, last month, as New York started to slowly reopen for certain activities, it's one of those things that she had to explain to the public all of the do's and don'ts associated with it. And one of those particular things was the protocol of playing tennis at the public courts at Eisenhower Park. So the park had been shut down. One of the things you could return to was going back and playing tennis. But I'm going to read you her quote. Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own balls so that you don't touch other people's balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. Then she paused, and she continues, quote, I think I'm going to blush now. I apologize. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those balls. But to avoid confusion between whose balls and whose balls you can't use, you should use a marker like a Sharpie to mark an X or put someone's initial on their balls. Her problem was she kind of had a prepared speech. She didn't want to deviate from it. Halfway through, she kind of realized what she was saying, said she would blush. She did blush, but she finished it. But what made it worse, this was a televised thing. And basically, Nassau County's right outside of New York City. She's talking millions of people are watching this. No one helped her out because the other people, part of her executive county,
they couldn't hold it together.
They could not hold it together. And this poor woman, she's just reading her card. And that's the way she wrote it. But she was speaking of tennis balls in particular, in case anyone was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. We toast her for getting through it and realizing that maybe
to not touching other people's balls.
Unless they're part of your family. That was the best part to me, is that if you live in the same household, you can touch their balls, but you can't touch the balls of anyone else.
Tennis in West Virginia rules.
Yes.
It's also a great state to be a soccer player in.
Why is that?
Keepers can't use their hands.
All right. Don't touch the balls.
Damn.
Yeah, man. You just have to kick save everything.
So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Chuck, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. You have one of three stories to choose from. You can go to the wonderful world of drugs. what's in her food, or interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that someone stuffed into their own body.
let's go with that. The foreign object. What the hell?
Okay. Yeah. That's right. You heard it right. We go with interior decorating. All right. Here is your story. Listen closely. A man had an object removed from his rectum after he, quote unquote, accidentally slipped in the bathroom. I say that because doctors don't believe it. Now, upon admission to the hospital, the man denied that he had put the object there himself. His vitals were stable. There was no evidence of blood in his rectum. But scans revealed the object was 6 inches deep into the man's pelvis, but had not caused any internal damage. That was the good news. Now, the man was put under general anesthesia while doctors removed the object. No serious damage. And the man was allowed home 48 hours later. Again, he says this happened because he slipped while he was in the bathroom. In the end, there were no particular injuries, just his embarrassment. The question is, if you were in your bathroom and you're going to tell the doctors you accidentally slipped and something went into your rectum, what object do you think it was? Was it a hairbrush, a toothbrush, a toothpaste tube, or a shower head? So again, a hairbrush, a toothbrush, a toothpaste tube, or a shower head. One of these four things accidentally was inserted into his rectum when he slipped.
Was it hairbrush, toothbrush?
Hairbrush, toothbrush, toothpaste tube, or a shower head?
Well, if you're good at handstands, you'd be a shower head. Although it could be one of those, you know, removable shower heads, I guess.
Hmm. No matter the answer, it shouldn't be.
Right? Something tells me toothpaste.
Well, none of them should be.
Something tells me toothpaste tube here, Chuck. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but
I don't want to know why you're thinking.
Seems like, you know, because with the toothbrush, you would hope to use that again.
What if you just bought a new one?
I mean, think
right?
About,
I got my new Sonicare.
What do I do with my old one? Oh, and that could be. Well, it might be a Sonicare toothbrush. That changes the entire game on this.
So if that vibrates.
Toothpaste tube to be straight.
I'm going to change my answer now.
What do you think?
I'm going to go toothbrush because it could be an electronic toothbrush.
I agree. I think it's toothbrush.
I mean, I think here's the deal, right? If you have a shower head that you could take off and, like, use
a wand.
Yeah.
Right. We already know.
Yeah.
We already know there's half the population is using that all the time to get themselves places.
Sure. Just usually without it being inserted. I mean, it's.
Well, yeah. Look, I don't know what ladies do in there.
But that seems like that might be dangerous to have all that water.
I think any of these would be dangerous. Yeah. That's my general idea.
But you're already toeing a line, I think, if you...
I don't think the shower head, because you just have to walk away and you'd be fine, right?
I don't know, man. I think maybe this guy just went too far. You know, he had it on hard, steady stream. He was getting real close.
Wasn't missed.
After like a week or two, he was like, maybe I got to up the level and kind of...
I hear what you're saying. Like this is not doing it anymore.
Right, like get up in there.
It would be slippery in there, too.
Yeah. I don't know why everybody always says I slipped and fell on it.
Because otherwise you're admitting the truth.
Yeah, you're right. The toothbrush seems the most easy access kind of tool there. And a side.
Maybe you had an itch you just couldn't quite reach and, you know, the bristles on the end of the toothbrush.
Yeah, the hairbrush. I don't know why. Just because it already feels sexual to me, I think I'm going showerhead.
Showerhead for Ted. Chuck, what are you thinking?
I'm going toothbrush.
Toothbrush, final answer. Okay, we're going to find out if what he slipped on in the bathroom ended up being a hairbrush, toothbrush, toothpaste tube, or showerhead next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Screaming Trees there on an almost famous Friday. That song was actually on the single soundtrack as well.
Great tune.
With Cameron Crowe, another one of the almost famous
songs. Oh, see all the singles is there. a good movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yes, very good. Very good. Check out that podcast now on radio.com Origins as they get back together again for the first time in 20 years and discuss all things almost famous. Kate Hudson, Cameron Crowe, you've got Jimmy Fallon joining them again. Also, Peter Frampton, who had a brief part in the movie, Francis McDormand. So check that out now. On the radio.com. All right, on to profile this. We've got a man who's got an object removed from his backside. He told the doctors in the operating room that he slipped in the bathroom and this thing got lodged in there. So the question is...
Million to one shot, Doc. Million to one.
Was it a hairbrush, a toothbrush, a toothpaste tube, or a shower head?
I've got at least one person out there that recognizes the song and understood. All right, Chuck, well, that's the question we pose to you. Hairbrush, toothbrush, toothpaste tube, or showerhead? And you agreed with Miles, the toothbrush. One of the things
I'm going with toothbrush.
Change of perspective was like Sonicare, one of these vibrating tubes. Kind of explains itself.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, don't feel so bad, man. It's good that you don't have a guaranteed idea. But tell you guys the showerhead.
Correct.
Get out of here. You know what to stick up there.
Now, wait. Here's the thing. All right, so I went through the story. They say that the 26-year-old, that's the guy who had the shower head, he had to detach the PVC pipe connecting the shower head to the wall to get to the hospital.
So he had a hose dragging behind him.
So think, right, but before he could get in his car and drive himself to the hospital, this dude has a PVC pipe coming out of his backside, had to unscrew that, which I'm sure hurt, before he could get in the car and go there.
Good times.
That's how you know he slipped and fell in the shower. Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today are none, because this email system sucks.
Okay. Oh, no. All right.
You know what the good part is, though?
I email myself these jokes, right? I send them from my email directly to myself, right?
Right.
Almost like you could text message yourself.
Sure.
Right? It said sent. I said, all right. So I was like, well, still hasn't shown up. So then I was like, you know what? It's a computer system. I'll just check the sent box.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were there, and then I realized they were yesterday's jokes.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, we're fine. Then I started to read about a tech company CEO. I'm like, nope.
That ain't it.
Or maybe you'll get a Monday. We have, our computer system, I can't explain it, but if there is a meeting that you are a part of, all right, the brass will send you an email. Whatever it is in this email, once they send it to you and you open it, it is locked in, and you get a reminder that, hey, man, you need to be a part of this meeting. Well, my email is on Pacific time, which is no problem. So if the boss sends us an email at 11:30, I get it at 11:30. My reminder is on East Coast time. So we had a meeting earlier this week at 11 o'clock, okay? And we were all there for it. We were all aware. We got through the meeting, typical Zoom meeting. But because I'm on East Coast time, when we started the show at 2, the first email that pops up is, reminder, your meeting's about to start.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You found it?
They're stuck in the outbox.
They're stuck in the outbox. We got it.
I've said that before.
All right.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys who we don't know yet have teams of comedy writers that come up with the jokes each and every night for the monologue. It's up to us to determine, is it one of these late night people that we don't know, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
So we have Jimmy Kimmel, a.k.a. Anthony Anderson, Conan O'Brien, or Ted Smith.
Okay.
All right. Pabst Blue Ribbon, a.k.a. PBR, just announced they're selling a hard tea.
Oh, said the borough of Long Island.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, the Ted Smith.
Yeah. It's a Long Island tea joke, Mike.
Yeah, see?
You actually drink those, don't you, Mike?
How many do you drink at any one time?
If I decide that I want a Long Island iced tea, honestly, I'll have two, maybe three.
I'm a fast drinker, man.
That's amazing. I know. I feel like one is and good.
You got a pretty smooth buzz on by that point, right?
Smooth, yeah. But I also think that they are not the same Long Islands that you guys remember. They really do not get you that far, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah. You're not drinking the one.
Where are you
that
getting them? Place we go? Yeah. Yeah, I'll just get them at a regular bar.
You're doing all right, my friend.
All right.
There's only one Long Island to make. All the clears plus tequila, sour mix, splash of Coke.
Boom.
Big Boy, as in Big Boy Restaurants.
Not just your buddy. What up, Big Boy?
Big Boy just announced that they're changing their mascot from Big Boy to a girl named Dolly.
They're not going to call her Big Girl?
Hey, Big Girl. Basically, a lot of people are saying it's probably a pretend thing, not permanent. Kind of like when IHOP changed its name to IHOB to promote burgers. Now they're changing their name to Dolly because they just rolled out brand new lamb chops.
V. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd forget I asked that question.
No.
If you don't get that one, that's a reference to the first cloned sheep ever named Dolly.
Mm-hmm. How come it can be Bob's Big Boy, but it can't be like, you know, Dolly's Big Girl?
Oh, and by the way, Dolly is a chicken sandwich or something.
Yes.
Oh, I did not realize.
Yes, it's probably just a marketing.
You used to go to the Big Boy as a kid. They would give you a comic book. So part of the comic book, coloring book / everything entertainment book, was they had the equivalent of the Archies in the Big Boy world. And yeah, she was one of the cast.
Oh, was she?
Comic book.
Oh, okay.
Good call.
Why do you know that?
Because Shoney's was like the main restaurant that I could go to as a kid and get crayons. And
memories.
Yeah, exactly.
What I remember Big Boy because they had a breakfast bar.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Their food was, I mean, I got excited going to Shoney's.
But we were children.
But those were like, I will say this. I would go back for a breakfast bar and I'd go back for a club sandwich.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean? It's
got
a diner.
Got a big red plastic cup that was like probably then like 22 ounces.
They were the biggest freaking.
Fill up with Coke. Never got Coke like that. I was like, oh, God.
The NFL has ruled out jersey swaps at the end of the game. You know, sometimes you see players exchange jerseys.
Sure.
So with all the new rules, they say you can't do that. And I'm proposing that if you spend the night over, no taking of sweatshirts.
Vita's who?
Yes.
Yeah.
You lost a sweatshirt lately?
Not lately.
Jesus Christ, not lately.
Okay. Would you give one up to take one for the team? Would you give up your favorite sweatshirt right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now,
for
sure.
Favorite sweatshirt. I mean, that's.
I got a sweatshirt I ain't even worn.
Just dang it.
It's just hanging. Been waiting to wear it out. Yes, you could have it.
Yeah.
Moving on. Everything's fine. Ozzy, Sharon, and Jack Osbourne are doing a paranormal show for the Travel Channel called The Osbournes Want to Believe. Look, I mean, he's like, he's kind of an evil spirit. He's a very nice old man.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't he the Prince of Darkness?
Yeah,
his whole thing?
Yeah, but you've met him a couple of times. I mean, the truth is, he's an old dude who does a lot of stuff we like, but there's no evil anywhere in the guy's body. This is the way I look at it. Jack Osbourne has done a good job, I think, since the Osbournes, the show, kind of went away. He got his act together. He does things. He's very good at it. I wouldn't mind watching the show with him. Ozzy, I love Ozzy as a performer. But if you're talking about something that's like paranormal, something that, whether you believe it or not, something is just interesting, I don't want to have to fight through trying to figure out what he's saying, right? And Sharon, I don't need it.
I can't imagine he would be too involved in this just based on the fact that he's still coming out of all those medical problems he had.
I'm sure it's probably taken.
I mean, not that his tour wouldn't have been canceled for other reasons, obviously, but.
No, I think you're both right. Like, you're right. Jack has hosted some shows. He had some adventure shows and stuff that were cool. I think at this point, he's Jack Osbourne. Like,
he's fine.
You would reckon, right. But you're right. Ozzy's just old.
And that's all it is. Nothing against him at all. But just, you know, if you're doing a TV show that's not about him specifically, I don't know that he needs to be there.
Earlier today, we were talking to a guy. He was at a drive-thru at McDonald's with his girlfriend, and they were talking about all them hoes.
Yeah.
So, Amy Schumer, somebody was talking about, does she miss her hoe days?
Hoe day, okay.
Which is funny, as they spell it hoe, as opposed to whore.
Yeah, there's a different thing. A whore is someone you don't like. A hoe just means someone's easy.
Right, so she was doing an interview with E! News, and I honestly, I respect it. I like how honest she is. She goes, yes and no. Because, like,
I don't have the energy for my hoe days anymore, you know? Like, listening to somebody's boring stories and drinking all night, then you go home. I'm just too tired. She said, but, you know, there's an energy about it, of course. You miss. Now I just be a hoe with my husband.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's kind of talking about, like, right, like, you
it's
forget.
Life.
Right. I mean, like, it's easy to talk about things in the past. You're like, man, that was so, like, that was easy. I hooked up at this bar. But more than likely, you had been at that bar for a few hours chatting up somebody.
Absolutely.
It's very rare to meet somebody, now, I don't know who the person is, to meet somebody and just go to town right away.
Yeah, it's like the car buying experience. It lasts like 3 hours. It should like gasoline, like 20 minutes.
You pick
minutes.
The car quickly, but to negotiate the deal takes a long time.
What do you mean, do I want undercoating? I don't want freaking undercoating.
I just wish a girl would ask me that once at a bar.
What's that?
What's it going to do to get me to take this ass home tonight? Like, I'll tell you what, man, she's pressing hard. I like it.
Just say the word.
Check, please.
Two words. Check, please.
Yeah, and also, like, that's one thing, too, with men and women. Like, I don't know, though, that it technically makes her a hoe because she would like to go out and have some drinks and hook up with people.
No,
the same way,
you know. It's called being single.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much how that works.
Right.
And that's why everyone's there.
Yeah.
You thought she stood outside in 20-degree weather in a miniskirt with no jacket because she didn't want to talk to people. Okay.
Now, it sounds like you're describing a streetwalker. Leather jacket and a mini skirt.
Well, think about it, man. When you were in your 20s, you go to this club. It's like December 15th. It is 18 degrees outside, whatever club or bar. They're doing whatever promotion. The line goes halfway down the block. All the dudes are wearing a jacket because it is freaking bitter cold. And they got their arms folded tight, high heels, mini skirt. And I'm like, okay.
Sleeveless dress.
Yeah, it's like,
and jackets are cool.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But it's like,
I'm just saying, for dudes, it's easy. You wear a jacket.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, fall's the ideal time to go to a nightclub.
Well, thank you for the looking out there.
Well, because in the summertime, sometimes it's too hot, so you leave the nightclub, you're just a sweaty mess.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime, you'll be sweating inside, so maybe you don't wear a jacket, then you're freezing. So I'm saying the fall, you know, maybe spring, good time to hit a nightclub.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, just being HBO special this year, no shocker. They're not going to have a lot of people there. Hall says, quote, we will still create an exciting program honoring our 2020 inductees by telling stories of their incredible contributions to music and an impact on generations that followed them. So basically, it's just going to be a special.
Okay,
I'll be sure not to watch that.
Yeah, this year's honorees include Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely a good mixture there of what you're getting.
I'd go to that concert.
Yeah. I mean, I would check it out if you could do it, right? I get why they can't, but yeah, I'd go to that.
It's also not a bad year to do it this way in the standpoint of a lot of those artists aren't around anymore.
Right, so like Biggie's passed.
Yeah, and so has Mark Bolan.
Whitney Houston.
Right. So, I mean, if you're not going to do a live performance, not that someone couldn't step in and do a really good job of inducting someone.
Or a hologram.
And all that. But, I mean, I think the live performance is what you're there for, too.
Yeah, and I think outside of the Doobie Brothers, the only person I remember saying Doobie was Chris Farley.
Yeah, it's bad.
And that was the only thing I wanted to see, man. I wanted to see, honest to God, I wanted to see Michael McDonald get rolled out and those guys just start playing, you know.
Undercover Notorious B.I.G. So happy to be here.
I mean, couldn't
he
be?
It was all a dream.
Actually, I would pay money to see Michael McDonald sing Biggie lyrics.
I don't care what he sings. I think he sounds fine. If you're at home now, just take any Iron Maiden song, sing it as Michael McDonald, and you'll be stunned at how good it actually
Michael
sounds.
Michael McDonald also, he's one of those people, like, he showed up, I want to say, in, like, AT&T commercials, like, in the early 2000s.
All right.
And I honestly thought he was black.
Oh, you thought Michael McDonald was
black? The way he sounds.
Yeah. Because he just seems like a soulful dude. Which
from
he is.
Through the hills, control for your life. I'm telling you, man. Michael McDonald, put that voice on anything.
I still say last year, Deep Creek Lake, Maryland.
Somewhere in time.
You have never heard more Michael McDonald than I heard in 1 week in Western Maryland. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, a buddy of mine wanted to form a band called, he could do Michael McDonald exceptionally well. And a couple of friends could. And he's like, man, and he was real close to doing it. They were going to form a band called the Michael McDonalds. And all they were going to do is covers, but just sing as Michael McDonald. And nothing he sang sounded bad.
Well, that's the only two you forget. Michael McDonald.
I might be, but I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Those other brothers can deny.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's see here. We got some shows from Netflix that are being canceled.
All right.
Now, Netflix, to their credit, they're kind of like Seinfeld. They generally will cancel things before they get bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it also kind of sucks because there's some shows you really like.
Because they're still good, right? And they're going away.
And they haven't wrapped up. I mean, typically when a show comes to an end, if you know the show's coming to an end, they try to put an ending on the show. Or I guess even more now, maybe they just leave it open-ended so they're just in case.
No, Miles, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Because some of these are still currently on, but they've already been canceled ahead of time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're right. Like, on the list, Ozark.
Ozark?
Yeah. Like, they announced they're having a fourth season, but that's it.
Okay. So they know that it's coming to an end at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sucks. It's a great show. I can't imagine what you're looking for if you're not looking for...
But maybe that's the thing. Like, look, based on how popular the show's been, how much people seem to enjoy it, let's wrap it up well.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So you don't get that stink about it.
Are these all the big ones? Like Stranger Things?
No, Stranger Things isn't on here. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, that's on there. Thor, you've been watching Dead to Me, right?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yeah.
That's to be canceled after three seasons. The Comiskey. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Comiskey Report.
Does it look like the park?
The Method.
I think I've seen ads for it, but I don't know entirely.
It's actually a pretty funny show. I got into it. It's a lot of death jokes.
Yeah, well, they're canceling it.
Yeah, after three seasons. Glow got canceled after four seasons.
Glow.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, they brought that back?
No. So some of them are current. Some of them are just saying, hey, these were shows that were good. They got canceled early. So, like, Luke Cage made the list. I really liked Luke Cage. But after two seasons, cut.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Got the old snip. Mystery Science Theater 3000 was canceled after two seasons. American Vandal only had two seasons. Hmm. American Vandal is a very funny show. I don't know if anybody... Has anybody in here watched it?
I have not.
No. I told you, the whole first season is just about who's drawing penises on teachers' cars.
Okay.
But it's done in the same way of, like, American Scandal or whatever.
Okay.
Right? So it's like these in-depth interviews with high school kids about who's drawing the penises, this and that.
There's two shows I want to watch over again that used to be on MTV that were hysterical. One was The Young Ones, which is a British comedy.
Yeah.
About four guys who live together. And I'm pretty sure it's still funny, but I want to go back and watch it again just to be sure. And the other one was Liquid Television. At midnight on MTV, I think on Friday or Saturday nights, they would go into Liquid Television mode. And Liquid Television was eye candy for you if you were stoned.
Absolutely.
Or that's high. All it was. And you just sat there and it was nothing. It was just all kinds of crazy visuals.
Do you ever watch Adult Swim on Friday nights?
No.
So it's not quite like that, but like Robot Chicken, there's a few of these.
Right.
There's a few of these cartoons that are very different and pretty crazy. And then I want to say, like, One Night of the Week has a bunch of anime and stuff, too.
Okay.
So if you were to be in that kind of frame of mind,
these would be the cartoons.
These might be interesting cartoons for you to watch or get interested in. Everybody's talking a lot about sports. So the NBA bubble seems kind of odd, right? You're away from your family, you're away from your girl, and you're down in this bubble, right? But they have some advantages. It's in Orlando at Disney World. They're getting after-hour access to certain attractions, like Expedition Everest. Pretty good ride.
Okay.
Don't be scared. There is a Yeti in there. It's mechanical.
All right. Just like Everest.
Rocket Roller Coaster. That's the Aerosmith Roller Coaster. Okay. Actually, in Disney World, that's probably my favorite, like, actual ride.
I feel like you'd get on that roller coaster and come off with an STD.
Is it better than the... Oh, you haven't been to Disneyland.
I have not been to Disneyland. Okay. And then Test Track Epcot.
I don't know why I can't... Is he having a stroke or telling you a ride?
I'm having a stroke.
Right? Test Track! That's also a fun one. That's a super long line. One of the longest lines I've ever waited in Disney World. That
really? Was it worth it?
Was it worth it for the amount of time I waited? No.
But
if I'm an NBA player and I can just walk up and go on, obviously with some of the rides, they don't get special permission to. And then I like this. The players will have access to three golf courses, fishing trips at the Grand Marina, which means just a pond they built, bowling, pool tables, ping pong, video games, swimming pool, tennis courts, and bikes. And each team hotel will have barbers, braiders, manicurists, and pedicurists.
Did you see the picture that Rondo put up of his hotel room?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was showing you yesterday. And so he's bitching.
It's a $430 hotel room. It's a nice hotel room. And he makes the comment, they're like, look, they put us up in a Motel 6. And I'm like, if I'm Motel 6, I'm retweeting that. Like, look at Motel 6.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
What have we done? I'm Tom Bodette.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I was bitching about yesterday, right? Like, dude, like, I get it. You live in a sick, like, mansion or something.
Yeah, but like, have you ever struggled in your life, bro?
Right, like, you look super tone deaf putting that out.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Colorado man opens his front door and gets hugged by a 400-pound bear who is unaware of social distancing. Meanwhile, down under an illegal party during lockdown is busted by the Kentucky Fried Chicken they were going to bring. China braces for 3 months of a total locust invasion. Montana man arrested after firing gun in the air multiple times in a rodeo. My guess, Caucasian. And an iguana causes a major accident in Florida. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go way down under where a birthday party was busted. Police received a tip that there was a birthday party in the area that was violating the national grouping laws. How did they figure it out? They were told by paramedics who overheard a couple people placing an order at KFC that needed to serve 20 people.
There's a giveaway.
This little oversight on their part busted the party and led to the doling out of fines to the measure of $18,000.
Jeez!
Mm. I think grand total after they were all done, you know, getting everybody, but still, $18,000 in fines.
For 40 bucks a chicken.
Exactly. It's good chicken.
It's the most expensive KFC they've ever had in their life.
Without
Amen
a doubt.
That. Amen to that. Another news. Over in Florida, a firefighter and his daughter are unfortunately in the hospital in critical condition due to the smallest of things. We may have covered this a little bit earlier today. The pair were in the wrong place at the wrong time driving down the road. In the lane of oncoming traffic, a car had completely stopped on the road to allow a passing iguana to complete its journey safely. This forced an oncoming box truck to have to swerve to avoid the car, unfortunately causing a head-on collision in the opposite lane.
It's just, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's an iguana, a dog, a deer. It, you know, you try to do the right thing.
Right. Well, it's one of those, like, I want to see this in real time. Not that I want to see this carnage, obviously, but did you dynamite on your brakes to not hit this iguana and not check for the box truck that's behind you? Like, I'm saying this as a true question. I don't know what the situation was.
But the problem is, you know, and we've all been on the road, right? So something pops up in the road. You slam on your brakes. Sometimes you get rear-ended. Sometimes you don't. But mm-hmm. you never think to yourself, let me look in the mirror, see how close they are, because you're slamming on your brakes.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the iguana's like, my bad.
You know, I was coming around a blind corner at one point, and I had an animal that was sitting there actually in my lane of traffic. And I did dynamite my brakes, and in order to avoid this animal, I was going to have to swerve into the other lane of traffic that I couldn't see where this was coming. This was a blind corner.
Right.
And I sat there and actually had a minor contemplation of, do I just blitz this animal? Because the animal ain't going to come after me with insurance.
What kind of animal?
I'm not going to say, Ted.
All right.
It was an animal that I truly wanted to not hit. I really didn't want to.
What kind do you want to hit?
It wasn't a gorilla.
Them random gorillas crossing the road.
It was not Harambe.
Did not hit the animal. It's okay. Everything was fine. But still, that was just a weird thing. In Helena, Montana, a man has been arrested for getting a little too rowdy at the local rodeo. Witnesses say that while he was at the rodeo, the man got into a drunken verbal altercation with other patrons. At some point in the altercation, the man pulled out his six-shooter and fired into the air before fleeing in his car. He was eventually tracked down by police and arrested despite hearing his side of the story, claiming that he was attacked and fired the gun to scare his assailants.
I believe you fired the gun to scare your assailants. The problem is you weren't attacked.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know why I just assumed that would be okay in Montana.
Well, that's the thing. Even the headline I read, they're like, look, even here in this place, no.
Right. What do you know? Just firing off is not exactly welcomed.
Where was it? Helena?
Helena, Montana.
Yeah, all right.
I got to get out to Montana.
You never been?
I've been. It's just been a minute.
Oh, yeah, you went to school there.
That's right. In Colorado, a man has woken up to an intruder. He heard strange noises coming from his living room early in the morning and went to investigate, where he was shocked to find a 400-pound bear rummaging through his home. Apparently, the bear had manipulated the lever handle of his front door and let itself in. Mm-hmm. After stumbling upon the bear, the man was swiped at, leaving him with injuries to his head and neck. Responders say that his injuries are not life-threatening, but he will need surgery.
There's a reason that a bear garbage can looks the way it does.
Right.
It looks like an ATM, you know, like something like Fort Knox.
I was talking about this one of our coworkers earlier, and I said, man, without reading through the whole story, I said, I guarantee you they had a lever handle for the doorknob.
Right.
I said, I saw my reasoning was that I saw Jurassic Park. The raptors open doors. It's not because they're smart. It's because they're wiping on the door. And then when you pull the lever, the door goes open. Once the door opens, every animal is smart enough to figure it out. Get a doorknob.
Right.
If you're going to live in like or just outside of Aspen, Colorado, like get a doorknob. Because they said the thing, not only did it hit the lever, his door was locked, but these things weigh so much and they're so strong that it breaks through your lock without thinking about it.
Right.
So I just pressed down, thing popped open.
Basically has to lean on your door and it'll pop that thing open.
That's pretty much it.
And this is why we tell people, do not feed the animals. Because they are also, like you said, smart enough to realize, hey, that pink tall thing over there has food.
Yeah, so I was reading that today.
Jenny,
said
if
that.
You were if you're walking home and every day somebody opened their front door and gave you a meal, like I'm walking by that house every damn day.
Sure,
yeah,
depends what they're giving me, but yeah.
Right. All right. Let's say it's pizza.
Okay, every day,
you
right?
Bet. I'm slow walking, waiting for them to come out.
Yeah,
then I'll knock on the door.
Then eventually, I'm going to start banging on their door and be like, "Give me the pizza."
Right. Where's the pizza?
Look,
damn
I'm
it.
Hungry. You promise.
It's the pizza or you?
Yeah, it's the level we're at now.
I don't know what's going on over in China, but 2020 has struck once again. The country has released a massive warning that in the coming months there will be a massive plague of locusts swarming the nation. They've already destroyed 26 square miles of land within the country, and a lot more is expected to be lost before they're done.
Locust doom, man. Jesus.
The plagues, man.
It's like just 3 months of straight noise.
Oh.
And eating.
Mm-hmm. Are locusts on the level of cicadas?
They're worse than cicadas.
They're longer and they do more damage.
Well, sure, I know that they do more damage, but I'm just the noise level.
I don't know about the noise level. I mean, cicadas, they're but here's the difference. People view cicadas as a nuisance because they're little more than that. They just make noise. They don't attack you. They're not ravaging your crops or anything like that. The biggest problem you have with cicadas, honestly, is that they're so plentiful that a lot of dogs get sick because they just go out in the yard and they just eat these things. I mean,
they're known as a plague.
Right.
That's right.
Did you see that video of like all the crows in some parking lot?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it looks like an evil foot.
That's
movie.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Look, how many crows are we talking?
Thousands. Filled parking lot.
I was going to say,
why were
miles
they
right
there?
That's the question. Alfred Hitchcock couldn't answer.
You can
that.
Hear them all landing on our car and stuff?
Yeah, no.
No. I'm okay.
Pass!
And then on that note, with that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Be safe. Enjoy the weekend. The lovely Taryn Daly continues our Almost Famous Friday coming up right after these.
Yes, indeed. You almost got her name right.
I almost can't even speak at this point in the week.
I bet you we be all up out this bench. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.